Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Chatting with Grant Smee, CEO of Only Realty and Lead Home. Grant, appreciate the time today. The build versus buy in the home space. I have to right up front say I was a huge fan of Grand Designs with Kevin MacLeod. Of course, it gave me heart palpitations. I can't imagine what it did to the four poor people who were building. But let's start with the building side. And there's a clean distinction between buying off plan versus getting yourself an empty piece of land with an architect and builders. The first being probably a lot easier and perhaps more in terms of price in sort of in line with buying a second hand home.
Yeah, first, thanks for having me. So buying off plan is obviously has its benefits and advantages, certainly. Firstly, you're not taking all the hassle of doing the building yourself, managing a project. Whereas building yourself from scratch and buying a piece of land and building comes with a lots of pros, but certainly there are cons. Some of the advantages of building your own home is that you can build something that you really require with your own design in mind and meet your needs ultimately. You can also manage the costs and you've got a wide range of choice in terms of your fixtures and fittings. But some of the negatives can be, contractors that run amok sometimes, mm-hmm. The escalating costs and we certainly recommend that if you are building your own property that you look for or you add 20% to your budget just for costs that are unexpected or unforeseen.
I take your point on that because I liked your you can change features. You can get a fancy bathtub or a cheaper bathtub, but you might just come into, issues with foundations or something, just completely unexpected. In terms of building from a stock piece of land, I mean, you mentioned cost overruns, potentially some of them are manageable, many of them perhaps not. Is it therefore going to be more expensive if I get a piece of land, an architect and a builder and build my own house compared to if I just went and looked at the online websites and bought an existing?
Yeah, so the cost of building a new home on your own piece of land to buying a secondhand property or an existing property is much more expensive. And you do it does come at a premium for various reasons in that you are building something that's designed to your specifications. Mm-hmm. There are additional labor costs and there can be overruns in terms of costing, but you're also adding very unique features and whereas a home built years ago would have some of those things built in, they were purchased at much lower prices. So you are building something very specifically for your requirements and therefore it does come at a premium.
That's actually a great point. I'd never thought of that. I mean, for example, an air conditioner, an existing home's got a 10-year-old air conditioner. It works and it's sort of 10-year-old price in a sense. In terms of costs and particularly transfer fees and the like, I mean, there is transfer fees in terms of buying an existing home. But if I'm buying off plan, I don't get the transfer fees. But if my memory serves, there's going to be VAT, although it will be included in the price that I see.
Yeah, so the massive advantage of buying off plan from a developer is that that is included in the price. Usually the developers price their property including VAT at a reasonable rate in terms of the market area. So and the advantage of that is also that the banks finance not only the principal purchase price but also the VAT portions because they mm-hmm. see it as one. Whereas if you're buying a second-hand property and you're paying transfer duties and transfer fees and also bond registration costs, the banks won't finance those elements and you need to have that, and that's cash out of hand. So that's a big advantage of buying off plan versus buying a existing property.
And off plan as well. And again, if you compare this to a new build, I mean, off plan, the developers are going to get better deals on the fixtures and the like because they're doing maybe as much as a 500 unit development. They've got the knowledge and they're going to get way better prices than I would ever probably get.
Yes, I mean, I think we also need to distinguish between off plan being, mass building and then off plan being spec homes, which you, for example, mm-hmm. finding up the West Coast at the moment, they're spec homes. And so there is a balance between those two. The advantages in terms of transfer fees and transfer fees remain. But yeah, when you go into larger developers, they are certainly taking advantage of bulk buying. Although if they do now make options available, for example, different color cupboards, different tiles, different taps, those cost savings aren't as substantial. So you do need to look at each individual element and understand what maybe there's a cost saving or not. But ultimately, if you're using a good builder, even for your own home, they should be able to get discounts on items for you in the process of buying.
And you mentioned Western Cape there, of course, or the West Coast more specifically. I mean, one of the challenges is availability of land, and the cliche is they're not making more of it. The benefit of buying an existing home is potentially location, you know, particularly maybe close to your place to work, maybe close to schools if you've got kids or shopping malls. And of course, there's not much land, particularly in the more urban areas. And if there is land, it's going to be hugely expensive.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. You know, it comes at a much higher cost than it used to be. And secondly, the properties are much, much smaller. So whereas it was almost standard to buy a 500 square meter or 600 square meter earth to build your home, now, particularly in this part of the world, it's, you know, 250 to 280 square meters. So you're getting a lot less for your money these days. So definitely buying an existing home does come with the established amenities, established institutions and shopping malls around you, normally closer to where you work, and then larger properties actually. So you get more for your money ultimately, although that does come with increased maintenance costs. So you've got to consider or balance it off in terms of your lifestyle and your options that you want to go for.
That's a great point. You're buying an existing home, and maybe it's only a decade old, but it is going to be a little bit older. There is going to be more maintenance compared to a new build, and you've got to factor that into your pricing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that also comes into the discussion around not only building your own home or buying an existing home, but do you rent in the area you want to live in versus owning it, because the cost of ownership sometimes can be really, really high, and the cost of financing the property. So it sort of rolls into a much bigger conversation around ownership versus rental if you go that route.
Also, I imagine if you're doing a build, and even an off-plan build, and it depends how you do off-plan. Maybe you're going to a development and they've got units in stock, but if you're doing from scratch, that process can take time. I would imagine it's probably not going to be much less than 6 months to a year, whereas if you're purchasing, you can probably move in a couple of months.
Yes, certainly. I mean, you know, it takes 3 months to transfer a property. You could find a property where you could move in and pay occupational rent while you're waiting for the transfer. And like you say, developing your own home probably takes a lot longer than off-plan, because the developers are already in position to build an off-plan unit versus your own. You're going to have to find a builder and also trust them. So there is that cost of where do you live while you're waiting to build that property, certainly.
Hey, so a last question then, because I mean, you know, when I've always had the dream to build my own home. I never have, partly because I probably watched too much of those grand designs and it gave me heart palpitations. But in the essence, it's going to be, there's no simple, it's this way or the other way. There really are just going to be loads of pros and cons, whichever way you're going to go. And it really you need to sit down with your loved ones, your family, and really crunch it.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, those decisions will come around lifestyle and where you want to live, your financing position, your ability to carry the cost while you're building or not. Do you have the lump sums to put down in terms of transfer fees, transfer duties, and bond registration costs? Are you able to get finance for that property? When you're going into development, as an example, do you trust the developer? Do they have a good track record? So I mean, elements in each of those options, there's no right or wrong answer. It really comes down to your personal situation.
You mentioned finance there. Quick last question. Will banks finance a build, and not an off-plan build, but if I've got an architecture and a builder, will banks be happy to finance that? I imagine perhaps in tranches, sort of as certain milestones are met.
Yeah, so some of the banks have building loans where they do release in phases as you go. It is a bit harder, and they do have to come out and assess the property at each stage, and then they release the amount to the builder. So it is a sort of a more complicated process. The point there also is you do need to start somehow. So you need to make sure you've got some funding available to get started. But there are options in terms of those loans. And if you go again to a developer, they would have probably already aligned with an originator who's already positioned to best advise you.
We'll leave it there. That's Grant Smith, CEO of Only Realty and Lead Home. Appreciate the time.
Heart Business on Heart 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs on MoneyWeb.